welcome to another amazing, awesome, stupendous, death-defying, action-packed, phenomenal episode of Pro Wrestling Nation. I, of course, am your host. My name is Funky Sam Medina. I am thrilled and excited to bring you Pro Wrestling Nation, a weekly pro wrestling podcast where we discuss news results and you never know who's going to stop by the studio. What's up, people? What's going on? I'm so glad to be here. I have for you an amazing, awesome guest. His name is Jake from State Farm. Oh, no. Jake from Wrestlethon is on the show and he is here to talk Wrestlethon, what's going down April 22nd, 48-hour marathon of wrestling video games. And why is he doing it? He's doing it for charity. Him and some buddies get together, they do Wrestlethon, they have all kinds of great sponsors, 2K Games, Funko Pop, all kinds of fun stuff. Oh, and my favorite, of course, Jerky XP, the video game. Beef jerky. Check it out, you guys. So stay tuned for in a few minutes. I will put up my conversation that with Jake. We talked about Wrestlethon. We went over the list of games that they have available. Not the entire list. We just kind of picked and chose and hopped around a little bit. If you do want to see the list of games, go to Wrestlethon.com. Wrestlethon, T-H-O-N, Wrestlethon.com. They have a list of games. And you just look at the list and you want to be part of this thing. Like, this is amazing. They're doing this for charity to help. I'll let Jake tell you a little bit about it. They're doing it to help children's hospitals to provide toys and video games and stuff like that. I don't remember the name of the charity, but Jake knows it all. He says it in the conversation. So stay tuned for that. April 22nd. It's going down. It's 48 hours of straight video games. There's a schedule on the website. All the information you need will be on the website, Wrestlethon, T-H-O-N, Wrestlethon.com. Go check it out. Pro Wrestling Nation is a weekly pro wrestling podcast that you can find every single week on iTunes, Stitcher, Beyond Pod. I don't know. Beyond Pod, the TuneIn app, and of course, RedDragonZero.com and Gerwick.net. G-E-R-W-E-C-K, Gerwick.net. Your number one source for pro wrestling news since 1997. Hey, go over to Gerwick.net right now. Check out the great audio they have. Frank D, Steve Gerwick, these guys sit down every single week. They talk to Teddy Long. Holla holla, playa playa. Teddy Long is one of my favorite wrestling personalities. Like, this guy, they talk to him every week now. They talk about different things. They talk about the hot topics. They talk about his opinions on what's going on. What does he think about Roman Reigns? What does he think about WrestleMania? What does he think about this? What does he think about that? What about Titus O'Neil? You know, Teddy Long calls it like he sees it. And one interesting thing was they were talking about managers getting into the Hall of Fame, and they were talking about Teddy Long versus Slick, Reverend Slick, because they got on the subject of the Big Boss Man, and they asked Teddy, who do you think is going to be in the Hall of Fame first, you or Slick? And Teddy even says Slick, because Slick's an old school WWF guy, and Teddy's a big fan of Slick, just like we're big fans of Teddy. So go ahead and check out Steve Gerwick and Frank D talking to Teddy Long. I got ahead of myself there and I just almost died. They talk to Teddy Long every single week on Gerwick.net. You know, for some reason, whenever the music stops, something bad always happens to me. I lose my train of thought. I get confused. I get scared. I get worried. I look around. This time, you guys, I almost died. Like, if I would have died in the background, at least the music, like, would have, like, been cool, but then the music stopped and then I'm dead. And then what do we got from there? Not much of a podcast. Anyways, let me talk about more stuff. You can find Pro Wrestling Nation on Twitter at PWN Podcast. Check out Wrestlethon on Twitter at Wrestlethon. Check out Gerwick.net on Twitter at Gerwick, G-E-R-W-E-C-K. And, I had a long conversation with Jake from Wrestlethon. I almost said State Farm again. It's not Jake from State Farm, you guys. She sounds hideous. It's because she's a guy. So yeah, I'm going to get into that in a moment here. But before I do, I just want to say that we did talk about the news, the wrestling news and headlines of the week. We got into the Global Cruiserweight Tournament a little bit. I'm really excited about this Global Cruiserweight Tournament, you guys. They've announced some names for it. They announced some matches, some qualifiers, which we'll get into a little bit later, with Jake. So yeah, we pretty much got all the wrestling news. So I guess let's go to that, and I will talk to you guys on the flip side of the conversation. So peace out for now, and I'll see you guys in a few minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, it is going down on April 22nd. It is live. It is 48 hours long. It is WrestleThon 3. I am here with Jake from WrestleThon. How you doing, Jake?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Not much. Just hanging out here. So before we get into anything, tell us a little bit about WrestleThon.
All right. Well, WrestleThon, it's a 48-hour charity live stream event. We broadcast on twitch.tv/WrestleThon. And WrestleThon.com. And what we do is we play wrestling video games, new, used, old, everything that you can think of. If you played it as a kid, we probably will play it during this event. But we play these wrestling video games for 48 hours straight to raise money and donations for a awesome organization that we are very proud to work with, Child's Play Charity. What they do is they donate toys and games to pediatric wings of hospitals and children's hospitals all over the world. There's 200 plus hospitals that they work with on a daily basis, and we're like I said, we're proud to be a part of what they do, and we're proud to put on this event to try to help them raise some money so that kids going through some hardships, dealing with some health issues, still have the opportunity to be kids and enjoy the same kind of stuff we had when we were growing up. So you have a kid that has some sort of medical problem. He has to travel cross country to see his specialist doctor. Well, he can get a Game Boy to play some games with his friends back home over the Wi-Fi. Or someone needs his little girl going through chemo and she needs a Barbie doll to give her some strength to get through it. If anything we can do to help, that's what Child's Play Charity does. We get them the money so that they can go out and help these kids. And I know 96% of the money that they receive through donations goes right back into the hospitals, so they just take a little bit off the top so they can do their overhead. But everything we do for WrestleThon helps them out in a tremendous way, and every dollar we can get totally helps.
That is amazing. You know, it's a good cause, really, to help these children that are in need, because, I mean, if we don't do it, who else will?
Absolutely. And the cool thing is we're playing wrestling video games for 48 hours straight. We're going to lose a little bit of sleep. We're going to drink a couple beers here and there because we're all guys. We all have a good time. There's some of our friends are joining us. We have a bunch of volunteers, guys, girls, a whole bunch of different people will be on stream. But we'll be playing video games, talking wrestling. We have amazing giveaways from our sponsors. We're sponsored by 2K Games, WWE Games. We have copies of the game to give away. We have Wrestle Crate. They're helping us out. We have Funko Pops, you know, those little vinyl Funko Pop things. They were generous enough to send us a whole bunch of those to give away. Wicked Cool Toys, Game Over Video Games, Jerky XP, Rob Schamberger. You guys might have heard of him. He's the guy that paints the wrestlers for WWE. Not the one that does the face paint, but he paints oil paintings, and we're really excited to have everybody on board, and we're getting here. We're getting close to the actual event happening, and we're trying to get the word out there, trying to get as many people as we can over to WrestleThon.com and twitch.tv/WrestleThon to just, you know, get the word out there and get as many people as we can watching so that we can try to raise as much as we can for these kids. And Sam, thank you for letting us be on here and talk about this today, because I know that you're a big wrestling fan, and I know you want to help us out, and I know that you like helping amazing causes, and we're just really glad to be here, and we're really glad to talk to you guys out there and try to have some fun with this. So,
yeah, man, you're welcome. It's been a pleasure talking to you so far, and I look forward to it, and I look forward to, you know, checking this out when it happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if I'll be able to keep up with you guys for 48 hours, but...
Oh, I'm sorry, real quick. I know I'm going to – I'd kick myself if I don't do this, though. But, another one of our sponsors, whatamaneuver.net and WCW Worldwide. Those guys are awesome. Check them out. What a Maneuver's their proceed – or a portion of the proceeds from any WrestleThon-related T-shirts that he sells are going right back into the WrestleThon donations. So if you guys want a WrestleThon or WrestleThon 3 T-shirt, whatamaneuver.net, that'll help us out a whole bunch over there. But yeah, sorry about that. I didn't want to forget something and then like get halfway down this podcast road. And
no, that happens to me all the time. I understand. So this is the WrestleThon 3. You have such an elite list of games here. It's such a big list. Is this the list you've had in the beginning or did you build it up? And, how were the first two WrestleThons?
Well, it has been building, from the beginning. We had a decent selection of games from the first one, but it has grown significantly over the past 2 years, thanks to WCW Worldwide for helping us with a whole bunch of these games. We have games from Japan that I've never even heard of before this year. I'm really excited to play New Japan Pro Wrestling Battle at the Tokyo Dome 8. I'm really excited about playing that game. I've never seen that one before, but I know.
I was going to ask you how that was, actually, but you don't
I
know
wish
yet.
I wish I knew. But we're gonna find out. We're gonna find out pretty early, actually. I think that's on the schedule for about five to six hours into the stream. So I'm stoked. Like I'm gonna kind of push for that to be the first one we play during that block. I know Great Mood is in it, so I'm stoked. So
yeah, I think it's a little early to be a Nakamura game, but it should be a fun game. That's awesome. That looks amazing.
Absolutely.
I'm just looking at this list. It's like going, wow, my entire childhood and a bunch of games I never heard of. Have you played the New Japan game from Nintendo 64?
No. To be honest with you, okay, so WCW Worldwide is coming in huge this year. He's bringing a large collection that he's had for the past years. This is the first year that we've actually worked with him in conjunction to make this event even bigger this year. He's coming in. He's going to be here for the whole event with us. His name's Brian. He's been great with us so far, making sure that everyone knows that he knows about WrestleThon. And he's bringing in every one of these Japanese games that we just didn't have before. He's bringing in a couple games that are a little obscure, hard to find, like WWE Crush Hour, which is a kart racing game. So... that's insane.
I remember that.
Actually, no, I think that's more like a Twisted Metal game.
Yeah, it's more like a Twisted Metal.
Yeah, like it's been years since I've played that. So, but yeah, no, I'm crazy excited to find out how they are. I mean, the first two WrestleThons were anything that we could get our hands on, and we really didn't have anyone kind of going out of their way to maybe send us some games that we hadn't seen before, or working on getting a little stack for them to come on and show them off. And Brian just kind of. We started having a little bit of a relationship last year before the event, and this year he was like, hey, I want to come be a part, and we're glad to have him on board because I'm going to be honest with you, I'm really excited to play those games.
So where is WrestleThon taking place, and is there somewhere where people can come, or is it like an exclusive thing?
Currently at the moment, it is being broadcast out of my living room in my house.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. We'd like to eventually make it bigger. Like, one of our, influences is, Games Done Quick. They're on Twitch. They're a big, speed running, charity stream. But we're not as big as them yet. They've been going for about 6-7 years now, and they're renting out hotel ballrooms that people go and like spend days in. We're not quite there yet, but we're gonna, you know, we'll keep working at it. We'll see how this year goes, and we'll keep pushing on. And, one rule that we have is if we beat the record from the year before, currently the record is $1,040. If we beat the record from the year before, we will do a WrestleThon 4. So it started really small. It was me and like three or four friends just trying to force our way to stay up for as long as we possibly could. And one person took over when one person fell asleep, and We just kept pushing on, playing all the games we can, yelling at each other, making ridiculous feuds happen. One of our more famous feuds is Scotty Too Hotty versus The Undertaker. It's currently deadlocked at five on each side. And it's rough because we have to find games where Scotty Too Hotty is available and The Undertaker is available. So it's a very small niche of time there. But the next year it grew even bigger. We got some bigger sponsors. We got more people involved. This year I think it is our biggest year so far. We're at about 25 volunteers, which is fantastic. It's going to help us at least some of us get some sleep, which is so grateful and so amazing if we can make that happen this year. But I'll probably end up staying up for 36 straight hours again. And I know that with the sponsors that we have this year, we're going to have amazing things that people can donate towards and get in raffles on and things like that. And we're going to have those posted on the website here in the next couple days. But if people wanted the help, if they want to donate, if they want to message us to possibly be a part of it, we're located in Houston, Texas. We have a link on our website. If you go to the About Us or the Contact Us, there is a way you can send us an email directly there. If you don't want to go there, you want to send us from Gmail, wrestlethon@gmail.com. We'll talk to anyone if they are interested in helping, because we know that people have big hearts out there, and that's why we do this. As much as we joke about playing wrestling video games and some of the better ones and some of the worst ones, and the fact that we're doing it for 48 hours on the internet and maybe a beer is had here and there, and we joke about how all of us hate Roman Reigns or how Dean is getting bullied into being the Mick Foley of this generation or anything like that during the stream. It's all about these kids, and like, I'll go on my patented 4 hour sleep rants where I'll sit and talk like I'm talking right now, explaining why it is so important that we do anything we can to help these kids, and how no matter what I do to my body during the event, or how little sleep I get, or how exhausted or how hungry I am, or anything that happens during the stream, it's 99% less than what these kids are going through. So that's what it's about.
Yeah, that's true. You know, there's going to be a few hours where pizza won't be available to be delivered to you.
I know. That's the rough part. Thank God we have other sponsors this year that are sending us breakfast tacos. So
Oh, wow. Even better. So those few hours there's no food available, you have breakfast tacos to lean on.
Yeah, it's just to motivate us to stay awake for just a couple more hours.
If anybody out there hasn't checked out WrestleThon.com, go ahead and check it out. There's a list of games, and this – I'm just stuck just going up and down, going back and forth, just looking at this amazing list. This is awesome.
Oh, yeah. No, it kind of blows my mind that everyone that has donated some games here and there, we've built ourselves a nice little collection, and I'm really excited to play some of these. There's a lot of games on here that I don't want to touch ever again, but we're totally going to, because we're going to have viewer polls to tell us which games we should play during certain hours.
Okay. I was going to ask, like, how do you decide what games you're going to play and stuff?
Well, we actually have a schedule up here, too. If you click schedule on WrestleThon.com, it'll take you to a big schedule of what our event actually is. Like, we're going to be playing some 2K16, as they are one of our sponsors this year, and we're glad to have them on board, and they provided us with a whole bunch of awesome things to give away for donations and raffles. But we have, like I said, we play the Super Nintendo. We're going to play a bunch of these Japanese games, 360, PlayStation 1. If it was a game you played when we were growing up, or a game you currently play wrestling related, we probably will have it. I'm not going to guarantee we'll have it, because we're not there yet, but we're almost there. We're almost the world's most authority on wrestling video games, and that is almost completely by accident.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule here. It's pretty cool. You have a bunch of viewers' choice hours.
Yep.
In fact, the first overnight, I say the first one because I haven't gotten to the second one yet. From looks like 2 a.m. to 8 a.m., you're doing complete viewers' choice and donations' choice games, which is really cool. And then you kind of have it broken down by system, which is awesome.
Absolutely. What we're doing during our overnight sessions, it's a little bit of column A as a motivation to donate, because as much as it's 2 a.m. for us here, it's 8 a.m. in England, and it's 7 p.m. in Australia. So we're doing this all over the world. It's broadcast on the internet, so anyone can watch. During that amount of time, there's going to be giveaways and things of that nature, but there's also going to be a thing what we're doing this year that's new called Donation Choice. And what it is for 25, if people donate $25, we will, and they name a game in their donation, we will play that game for a guaranteed hour. And if they want more of that game, if the crowd, if the fans want more of it, if the people watching want more of that game, past that hour, they have that entire hour to donate an extra $5, up to $40 to get it to 2 hours straight. So it's just a little way to keep us kind of, going towards the goal of, raising as much as we can for the kids, as well as getting people a way to be like, hey, there's a game that's on a system that you're not going to play for another 20 hours. I really, really want to see that game. Can you please go do that? And we'll absolutely do it if you guys want to help us, you know, get some more money for these kids, because, we've tried to do some things in the past that didn't necessarily, you know, motivate people to donate, as this whole thing is for charity. But we're trying to be, you know, we're trying to keep it fresh, try new things. If this doesn't work, then we'll move on next year and figure out something else. But we've talked with a couple people, and we've seen this work on a couple other streams, and we're thinking that, hey, this might be a good shot for us to, you know, try to get $2,500 to $5,000 to $10,000 for these kids, because the more we raise for them, the more toys they can buy, the more games they can play, the more these kids can be kids, even though they're going through these hardships. So.
Yeah, most definitely. And it's like, you know, anything to help some kids when you can sit around and drink some beers and play some awesome video games.
Seriously. And I mean, I understand $25 is a lot of money, especially for some of the people that are, like, a large demographic of the people that watch our stream and play our games are kids between the ages of like 13 and 21. So I know they don't got $25 just laying around, but if you save up for a couple of days, chip in, help a great cause, we'll totally play that game, or maybe you could talk your parents into kicking in a couple bucks here and there. Like it's not a lot in the long run, but like I totally understand when a lot of people just want to watch and hang out, and that's totally cool. The more people we have watching, the higher we go on the stream page on Twitch, the more people will click and tune in, and like that helps us just as much as somebody putting in $5. So yeah, that was something we thought of. We hope it works out, and that's what Gamers and Donation Choice is. $25 to play a game from our game list for an hour, even if it's not something that we're planning on playing the next couple hours, and five extra dollars gets you another 20 minutes of that game, up to $40. So, yeah.
Yeah, I see this little counter here in the top two. I really like that. 6 days, 19 hours, 46 minutes, and 30 seconds.
Yep, we're totally under a week right now. It's bugging me out right now, man.
Are you getting excited?
Yeah, I'm getting really excited. There's still a couple things we have to do to set up. Like, we have to go clean the studio, a.k.a. my living room.
We have make to, it presentable for Twitch?
Yeah, just a little bit. We have to get some things set up here and there, but everything's kind of coming together. And like I said, our community's coming together really well, and we're trying to get as many people as we can involved. And everyone's being really helpful and really really awesome, including people like you having us on here to talk about it. And it still blows my mind every single day that we're doing this. Like, even if it is relatively small in the long run, or in the grand scheme of things, it blows my mind that we have people willing to let me come talk about WrestleThon for an hour, or tune in to watch us for 5-6 hours, or tell us their favorite game, or be like, hey man, I watched you all the way from Australia. This is the coolest thing in the world. And like, it just blows my mind that there's people all over this world that A, want to help us help these kids, and B, love these old games that we love so much.
Yeah, I noticed on your schedule that you put UK time and you put Australia time, just to kind of help people out around the world there.
Oh, yeah.
They don't miss it out.
It's crazy. We have a huge following in Europe. Like, the people that like tweet us the most are actually in the UK, and it's like I'm looking at my Twitter feed quite a few times during the day, and I'm looking at somebody that mentions us, and I click their profile, and it says like London or Spain or Germany. I'm like, crap, like I'm not seeing like anyone from like Houston or like Los Angeles. They're all like all over the world. It's crazy.
Wow. That's cool though, man. You know, you're not just doing your local market. You're all over the world. That's really awesome.
Absolutely. Twitter.com/WrestleThon. Sorry, had to get that in there.
Hey, no worries. Get that in there. Get your shit in, yep. Mr. GSMI. Brian Cage, we're very proud of you for that one.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about these games for a little while.
For sure. Yeah.
What's your favorite wrestling game on this list? Or do you have maybe a couple?
I have a couple. Growing up, I played a bunch of the N64, WCW, WCW NWO World Tour, WCW NWO Revenge, WWF WrestleMania 2000, WWF No Mercy. Like those are some of my favorites of all time. I also had when I was a kid. WWF Raw for the Sega Genesis. That was one of my favorites. Had the Shawn Michaels really terrible 8-bit version of Sexy Boy that sounds nothing like it.
Yeah, it's true.
WWF King of the Ring. I remember playing as Mr. Perfect in that a ton. And all you do is kick and punch and drop an elbow, and it's a bad game. But I remember playing the crap out of it growing up.
You know, now that you mention it, sorry to interrupt you. No. You don't have any Sega Genesis games here.
We actually will for the events.
Okay.
They haven't 100% come through on the
eBay
yet, but they'll be here before the event, so we'll update that as soon as possible.
That's awesome, because I had a Sega when I was a kid, and Sega definitely has a special place in my heart. Did you know that the Royal Rumble for Super Nintendo, is it on here?
Yes.
Yes, it is. The Royal Rumble for Super Nintendo and the Royal Rumble from Sega Genesis had different characters. Not a lot of different characters, but a couple. I remember Ric Flair was not in the Genesis version.
No, he was not. You're absolutely right. Flair and...
I think Perfect.
I don't know if it was Perfect. I think Mr. Perfect was on both. I want to say it was Typhoon.
Maybe Yokozuna? I don't remember.
Maybe.
I know it was like two characters that was exclusive to each system, I think.
Yes.
Which was really weird in those days.
Yep. Well, it's because they were two different teams worked on each one of those games.
Oh, okay. I didn't know
that. You had a Genesis team and you had a Super NES team. They both worked together. They were both under the same publisher. But two different teams were working on the game, and that was one way that you could differentiate between this being a Super NES game that was on both, or if it was a game made specifically for this system. Another reason why we currently don't have Genesis on here is all of the games that we have, we do have a couple of Genesis games that we already in possession of, but... to make it easier, we were putting up the Super NES versions of them because they usually look a little bit better, which I'm not trying to start the old Super NES Sega Genesis.
I was about to say,
we're
don't
not,
hit
we're
my
not
Genesis,
doing Nintendo or Genesis does what Nintendo don't. We're not doing any of that. But I'm not trying to get up any start any heat here, but it was easier for us in the past to just focus on those games because a lot of them exist on both. And if we had a copy for Super NES, we weren't necessarily looking for the copy for Genesis. But like I said, it's growing. We have them. We have a Retron 5 this year to play every single one of those old cartridge games. So we don't need to switch between a whole bunch of different systems, which means that we can do this a lot faster, which means we could play more games. And I'm totally excited about that. And like I said, there's a ton of games on this list that I'm really excited about playing. Like I really, really, really want to play All Japan or Women's All-Star Dream Slam. I've never seen that game before in my life. I bet you it's going to be ridiculous, if not just amazing, just because I've never seen it before. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's All Japan Women. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep.
I'd never heard of it before.
Yep.
What, let me ask you a question. What is Super Famicom?
Super Famicom is a Super NES, but it was in the Europe and Japanese regions. What it stands for is Super Family Computer. The Super Nintendo Entertainment System was marketed towards the Western market, just like the Nintendo Entertainment System was, because in Japan and Europe, it was called the Famicom. And it looks a little different, too. If you ever want to Google a European or Japanese Nintendo, you'll see it'll have, like, red and gold controllers on it, and it'll have a bunch of colors on the controller that you probably didn't necessarily see. You could get Super Nintendos in Europe, too, but they were originally released in both their, with Famicoms going to Europe and Japan, so...
Okay, that makes sense. That's why you got the All Japans, you got the New Japans, you got the Fire Pros,
yeah,
and stuff like that going with the Super Famicom.
Yeah, like if you look at it there, you'll totally notice that there's not a game that you've probably played in America on there.
Or heard of,
yeah.
For that point.
Fair.
when I was a kid, it was Christmas morning, and WWF WrestleMania Steel Cage Challenge was sitting on my Nintendo 64 when I woke up. And that game, at the time, it was like, I mean, looking back on it now, you know, it's not so great. But at the time, that game was amazing. It was really awesome. And it was just like, I played it like every day for hours and hours and hours. That was my favorite games of all time.
Absolutely, man. Like, I'm not going to argue with you. When I was a kid, I had a hand-me-down Nintendo for my cousins. And because this was when the PlayStation and Super Nintendos had already come out. So they gave me their old NES. And, like, I played the crap out of WWF WrestleMania doing the Bam Bam Bigelow cartwheel. I played a heck of a lot of WrestleMania Challenge with Ultimate Warrior. I played a ton of Steel Cage Challenge using Bret Hart to climb out of that terrible cage because that game is so easy to beat, but it's so bad. And King of the Ring, like I said, I was either Shawn Michaels or I was Mr. Perfect. And you kick, kick, punch, the guy falls down, and then you hold B to drop an elbow. And that was how you win matches. It was really bad, but, like... I couldn't get enough of it because it was WWF, and I, like, really, really, really wanted to play it.
Yeah, I had King of the Ring on Game Boy. That was terrible,
yep.
But I loved it. Yeah.
Yep.
What else am I looking at here?
Yeah, absolutely.
I had something else I wanted to talk about as far as the games go, but I lost it in just all these awesome games here.
Oh, yeah. If you guys want to see what we have, go to WrestleThon.com and just click. There's a box there that says Schedule. If you hover over it, it'll come down. You'll see Games and Raffles. Just click Games. It'll take you right there. Like I said, we're still updating it, but like there's still over 67 games there available to look at. It's a lot of fun. It is all we do for the 48 hours that we're doing this is – we do everything possible to have fun, because the more fun we're having, the more people actually enjoy watching. It becomes this whole, like, we're putting on a show while we're playing games about putting on a show. And it's weird meta in that way, but it's really fun, too, so.
You know, these Legends of Wrestling games on PlayStation 2 are really, really good also. The first one was supposed to be an ECW game. Originally, they were working on ECW, and then ECW went out of business, and they lost it all. And that's why RVD and Sabu were in it. And it was really a step up from the PlayStation games.
Oh yeah, because Anarchy Rules is terrible. Like,
oh yeah,
it's just a reskin of WWF Attitude or Warzone. I can't remember which one it is. But
I think Attitude.
You want to know a fun fact about ECW
Anarchy
Rules?
Warzone was terrible. What's that?
A fun fact about ECW Anarchy Rules on the PlayStation 1, it's actually the first video game to feature Dusty Rhodes in it.
Really?
Yep.
The first game?
Yep, Dusty Rhodes was not a playable character in any other game, but Dusty Rhodes was a part of ECW during the time, and
yeah.
He was a member of... or he was an unlockable character in the game.
Interesting. I remember that game.
Yep.
Dusty, he's wearing his jeans and knee pads over his jeans in that game, I think.
Yep. We,
good old Dust.
We have a soundtrack for that game, too. Somebody sent it to us when we bought the game on eBay.
Oh, nice. You can play in the background while you're playing the game.
Yep.
So, do you play 2K16 on a regular basis?
I try to. I do get a little busy, having to do a lot of the stuff for WrestleThon. I also do have I do have my day job. So this is something that we all do on the side. None of us are getting paid doing this. This is all volunteer work. This is all us doing this for this cause that we all believe in so very much. And, when I get a chance and, you know, it's not, I'm not already drained from being at WrestleMania a couple weeks ago or anything like that, I try to hop on Twitch and I'll play, some, My Universe mode, and, I beat that Stone Cold mode, the Path of Stone Cold or whatever it was. I beat that in like 3 days this year, and,
yeah, that was really, really good.
Yeah, they do a really good job with that story mode, telling the old Attitude Era and, like Ruthless Aggression Era stories and whatnot. Like the year before, where they told you like the history of the WWE, I think that was 14. That was really good, because you went through Hogan to Bret Hart to Shawn Michaels to Stone Cold to John Cena.
Oh, it was like the WrestleMania 30.
Yeah.
Edition, whatever. And you had a couple matches from every WrestleMania.
Yeah. And then you went.
Yeah, like, that was amazing. The animated Macho Man's promo, like, it was so good.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. You're absolutely right. That is amazing.
Yeah. Shawn Michaels and Diesel promo also was animated. And they used the actual audio from the promo and they just animated it. It was just one of the most amazing things I've ever seen.
Yep. Yeah. No, I don't disagree with you. Like, those are great. That's, did they put the Stone Cold one in this year? I think they did.
Yeah, this year was Stone Cold.
Yeah, they put the Austin 3:16.
Raise Some Hell. 2K16, Raise Some Hell.
Yep.
That was definitely this year. A couple years ago, they did the Attitude Era. I think it was 12 or 13. That was before 2K picked it up. It was THQ or whatever.
That's right.
I enjoyed it. It was good, except I'm very partial to Bret Hart. I love Bret Hart. He's my favorite wrestler of all time. And there was a scene in the game where you had to screw Bret. And I was so bummed about having to screw Bret. I was like, oh, man.
I'm sorry.
I had to screw Bret today.
2K14 is actually my favorite 2K because of the Beat the Streak mode. I can play.
Oh, that's really good.
I can play that for hours, because even though, like, it's kind of not fair because The Undertaker will just always sit up. or he'll put you in the Hell's Gate whenever you go in for anything. Like, I that's fine. Like, I get why they're doing it, because he's supposed to have these supernatural powers and whatnot. But, it gives me a lot of replayability, because it's fun to be like, oh yeah, so I beat it with Dean Ambrose. I wonder if I could beat it with Zack Ryder today. You totally can't.
Yeah. Like, no, you definitely can't. Maybe with The Miz if Maurice is in the crowd.
Yep, there you go. Aw. Hurt my heart right there, man.
Were you a big Zack Ryder fan?
I'm a huge Ryder mark. You don't understand. Like, all of our fans are, they knew I went nuts at Mania, because for some reason, since I started watching wrestling, or not started watching, but like, since I picked it back up as much as I have, I started watching again pretty heavily in 2010. Hearing about the CM Punk, pipe bomb kind of got me back in. I was like, all right, that sounds like good wrestling, so I started watching again. But from then on in, I was like, I watched Ryder win the U.S. title, and I was like, this is great. All right, this guy's fantastic. And then he fell off the face of the earth, and then getting a surprise thing at WrestleMania now. Oh, man. It warmed the heart, and then immediately broke it. I was like, damn you, Miz. Damn you.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, because my girlfriend and I, when we first got together, she just could not stand even hearing about wrestling. And then she kind of got interested a little bit, and it was the CM Punk pipe bomb in 2011 that really got her attention, and now she's just full-blown wrestling fan.
Yeah, my fun fact, my wife actually she likes a little bit of wrestling now, because she started watching Total Divas.
Oh, you know, a lot of women got caught on that show, and they love it.
It's a good, trashy reality show. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. But
I watch it. I catch it once in a while. I'm like, if I'm on the network and I'm doing the live stream, I'll catch Total Divas once in a while. I don't really watch it, but it's fun to see the backstage antics a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that's totally fun. And it's fun to see, like, wrestlers, you know, being themselves being themselves, you know what I mean?
To an extent. Some of them. Not Fandango.
Yeah, not Fandango. Yeah.
Go ahead. Let's get back to, do you take donations to not play games, like Backstage Assault?
Oh, you know what? We should totally do that. Yeah, 100%. With WCW Mayhem, we should have a running tally. If it hits a certain number, we won't play those games.
WWF In Your House, that game was fun. I liked it. Owen Hart was one of the few games that Owen was in, actually, I think. And but it's kind of silly because like Owen Hart pulls out a big deck of cards and Undertaker pulls out a tombstone, and it's more of a Mortal Kombat game than a wrestling game.
Yeah, it's actually more of a fighting game, which is, I mean, all wrestling games are fighting games technically, which is weird. But I mean, they maybe shouldn't be, because there's like this whole dynamic of making a match good. Like, you're starting to see that a little bit in like the 2K games right now. Like, hey, you could get a 5-star match or like a 4-star match and things like that, which is smart. Like, that's maybe something towards we need to work for. But yeah, those earlier games like WWF In Your House or WWF WrestleMania, the arcade game, those were more fighting games. And you're right, they're absolutely silly. Like, Owen Hart has the deck of cards, and Yokozuna throws salt out of nowhere, and Razor Ramon will hit you with a giant razor.
I do like WrestleMania, the arcade game, though. It was a little silly and over the top, but it was wrestling moves. It wasn't a weapon.
Yeah, and it was like Doink had his giant hammer and things like that.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, like, I know, but you're totally right, though. And it's like, they're fun games. Like, all of these games are fun. They might not be the best games, but they're a lot of fun. Like, that's why we chose wrestling to be the theme for this thing. Like, we're all a bunch of wrestling fans. We know these games. Like, every one of our volunteers, not every one of them, but a large majority of our volunteers that play the games grew up on these games, so they know how ridiculous some of these games are and what the tips and tricks are to make it more interesting, to show the crowd, like, hey, if you do this, this, and this, this guy will turn into a giant airplane or something like that. I don't know. It's just ridiculous things like that. And I do remember WWF In Your House being the first PlayStation 1 game I owned. And I beat the whole game by doing the Shawn Michaels Frankensteiner just repeatedly.
I don't think I ever played In Your House. Oh, wait. No, I did. Never mind. I was just talking about that game. I got confused for a second.
My favorite part of WWF WrestleMania, the arcade game, is the fact that it'll just keep repeating the old WrestleMania theme song. The da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- utter garbage.
Wait, isn't that Linda McMahon's music?
Yes. Yes. Give me Linda McMahon's music every day of the week. I will show you a good WrestleMania.
I have never played a GameCube game. And these games here, you have Day of Reckoning, Day of Reckoning 2, and 18, WrestleMania 18. I hear Day of Reckoning is supposed to be really good. Like, how good are these games?
Day of Reckoning's all right. The thing that most people remember about Day of Reckoning is Day of Reckoning has bra and panties matches. And it is a reason why a lot of people want us to play those games. We totally will. We're not above doing that as long as it, you know, raises money for kids, but it's an okay wrestling game that happens to have the only example of that gimmick in any game, so people tend to remember it as a better game. It's okay. It's not definitely not the worst wrestling game I've ever played. But it is it gets a little bit misremembered because of the ridiculousness of some of the matches you can have.
Yeah, I think there was a part we had to like throw somebody off the roof of the building or something.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, something like that game. Do you know anything about Hammerlock Wrestling?
Hammerlock Wrestling is a what's the word I'm looking for? It's not a translation. It's a localization of a Japanese game in America, where it's wrestling, kind of, but it's more like a rock paper scissor game, kind of. Does that make sense? Like, you'll lock
no,
up and
not
then
at
you'll
all.
Play like you'll push a couple buttons, but it's whoever gets what button combination first.
Oh, it's a mash the buttons kind of game.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, Super Nintendo. Those are the days where you just mash buttons.
Yep. I mean, there's ways to play it, and there's a couple people that watch every year like, this is the greatest game you guys play. I'm like, whatever you say, buddy. Because like I tried to get more into it this year. I tried to play it a little bit between last year and this year. I tried to understand it a little bit more. I looked up moves. I looked up how to play it. I understand it now, but it's still really just like a rock, paper, scissor simulator with wrestling tied to it. And it's a fun game. There's a lot of really cool visuals in it. Like, people do like these ridiculous like enziguris throughout and drop kicks, and It's weird because it tries to tell a story in the ring, which is what I think modern video games are trying to do. But it's like a lot of these other early games, and I bet you it's going to be like a lot of these Famicom games, that they're not all, you know, one way. They're not all uniform and, hey, here you hit A to grapple, and then you do you hit circle to do an Irish whip or things like that. They didn't know what they were doing at the time, so they were making a game that was fun and interesting to them. So they did that, and people at home got it like, I don't understand this. Or people were like, this is the greatest thing I've ever played. That's why you get fans that are so diehard about old Super Nintendo games or Super Famicom games, because they're like, this is how a game should be made, and then games moved away from being made that way. Because the majority of people didn't feel that was a great game. However, the diehards were like, no, you nailed it. Keep doing this. And they didn't keep doing that. So
that's kind of how I felt about No Mercy. I feel like at the time, No Mercy was like the perfect wrestling game. Yep. And then they just kind of went so far from that formula.
Yeah, then they started doing a bunch of the SmackDown games. And
I hated SmackDown. It looked so bad. The first couple SmackDowns looked so bad.
They look bad now, but at the time, you're like, holy crap, that's The Rock.
No, I did not. When SmackDown came out, I was not a fan of it.
Huh.
I was like, no, thank you. They got better as they went. SmackDown 2 was a little bit better, and then SmackDown, by the time they got to Here Comes the Pain, they had it down. Definitely had it down.
SmackDown 2 Know Your Role is actually the start of the Scotty Too Hotty Undertaker feud.
Oh, nice. You could probably have them fight in No Mercy, too. I think they're both in No Mercy.
I think they are. I think we've done that as well, actually. I think we had a ladder match between them.
That's awesome. Yep. That's really awesome. Scotty Too Hotty and The Undertaker. Hey, just like Shane McMahon, it might be the greatest opponent he's ever had.
That's true.
That is true. Okay, so go ahead and just run down the details and social media and the website one more time before we move on.
Okay, sure. If you're tuning in now, if you skipped ahead a little bit in the podcast, what we are is, this is WrestleThon. WrestleThon 3 is happening. It's our third annual event. We are a live stream fundraiser. We broadcast on twitch.tv/WrestleThon and WrestleThon.com. That's twitch.tv/WrestleThon and WrestleThon.com. What we do is play wrestling video games for 48 hours straight to raise donations for, Child's Play Charity. And what they do is donate toys and games to pediatric wings of over 200 hospitals and children's hospitals across the country, actually across the world, so that kids that are going through some hard times can still have the opportunity to be kids. If you guys want more information, it's just, our website is just filthy with it. It's all over the place there. WrestleThon.com. I can't stress enough, if you want more information about it, go there, WrestleThon.com. Also, check us out on Twitter, at WrestleThon. We post all the time, all day long. That's How I Met Sam. We're all over the place on Twitter, letting everyone know what's going on, what new sponsors we get, what new games we're getting, what new matches you might be seeing. Because I'm hearing word that we might have a hair versus hair match during the event. That we're still working on the details of that, but it might be between a current Booker T's Reality of Wrestling superstar and one of our very own, so stay tuned. We also have a whole bunch of awesome sponsors that have given us amazing things to do giveaways and raffles with, such as WWE Games, 2K Games. They've sent us a bunch of copies of the game. So we'll be giving some of those away. Wrestle Crate has helped us. They're like a wrestling version of Loot Crate. Jerky XP, they sell gaming jerky. I didn't know that was a thing until I started doing this, but it's delicious. I'm not lying. I've had quite a few bags of it. It's really good. Hold up a second. I got a whole bunch of people here. I can't miss any of them because I know they're all going to listen to this tomorrow, or whenever you put it up, Sam. I think it's sometime here soon, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Funko Pops. I can't believe I forgot them off the top of my head. Those little 4-inch vinyl figures with the big heads and black eyes. WCW Worldwide is helping us in so many ways. Thank you again, Brian. WhatAManeuver.net. They are selling the official WrestleThon 3 t-shirt. WrestleThon 3, and we have a WT3 exclamation point t-shirt, which is my favorite. Proceeds from that, not all proceeds, but some proceeds from the sale of the t-shirts will go directly to Child's Play. So if you guys want to pick up a Wrestlethon shirt, that'll help us as well. We have Game Over Video Games. They've provided us with some stuff to give away to you guys and some support for our event, as well as Rob Schamberger. He's going to be sending us a print package, so we're going to be giving that away during the event. He's the guy that makes oil paintings of the pro wrestlers. You've probably seen him on WWE.com, WWEshop.com, as well.
You're getting too retro here, man.
I know. Oh, man, so many retro games, so many WWF games here. And I know that I'm missing one more here. Oh, Wicked Cool Toys. They provided us with some 3 foot tall John Cena figures and The Rock figures to give away. So those are ridiculous. But we appreciate them being a part of it, and we appreciate them helping us out. Let you guys know the donation link is live. If you are interested in donating, go to wrestlethon.com, and there is a button right at the top of the page that says Donate Now. If you click it, it'll take you directly to our donation page for our Child's Play charity event page. You can donate as little as a dollar, as much as infinity dollars. $100 million, whatever you guys want to donate. The most you can, totally. But you can donate as anything at all helps. $1, $5, $10, anything in your pocket, totally helpful. You can pay with PayPal or credit card. If you're interested in helping out our event so that we can afford to feed our volunteers or buy new equipment so that we have the next systems that we need, or longer Ethernet cables or routers or anything like that that can help us, we have a GoFundMe page, gofundme.com/wrestlethon. If you go to gofundme.com/wrestlethon, you can also get yourself entered into a lot of our raffles and giveaways early. There is a way to get involved in every one of them for a low price that won't be available during the event. So if you go to gofundme.com/wrestlethon, you can get involved in our raffles as soon as possible. And we will have posts up of pictures of what our raffles will be on wrestlethon.com here in the next couple of days. Again, it's wrestlethon.com, twitch.tv/wrestlethon, and at wrestlethon on Twitter. And I know I'd be doing myself a disservice if I don't send you guys over to watch Botchamania 303. If you watch it on YouTube, you get to see our lovely Wrestlethon 3 logo throughout the entire thing, as it is the backdrop for Botchamania 303. And I'm hearing that we might be involved with 304. I'm not 100% sure when it's coming out. But Matthew has been amazing to help us out, and we are so grateful to have him help us the way he has so far. And he's been amazing in helping us the way he has. So, yeah, I think that's all I got to say about Wrestlethon at the moment. If you guys have any questions, wrestlethon.com, wrestlethon@gmail. We're always looking for donations, volunteers, or anything you guys can do to help getting us in touch with people that maybe we wouldn't have been able to without speaking with you guys. And we always appreciate hearing that you guys think we're doing a cool thing, because we think that we're doing a cool thing, and we like helping these kids. So we hope to see you guys on Friday at 5 p.m., April 22nd through April 24th. It's April 22nd through April 24th, starting at 5 p.m. Central Time. And Wrestlethon's getting close. It's a week. It's less than a week out. I'm losing my mind. I'm pulling out my hair here, Sam. What am I supposed to do, man?
I don't know, man. You could do what I'm doing. You can go to jerkyxp.com and check out the awesome stuff they have.
Yeah.
I'm over here looking at all this stuff going, oh, man, I want that, I want that, I want that. They have cinnamon-flavored
bacon
jerky.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, you're
going
to buy Jerky XP. Yep, that's the one I was going to point you to, man. I was going to say cinnamon-flavored bacon jerky. It's delicious.
Oh, and I see it. Trust me.
Look, I'm proud to have them as a sponsor. Like, I'm not trying to shill here. Like, it's delicious. It's legitimately delicious. I'm like, if it wasn't going to make me 7,000 pounds and raise my sodium levels through the roof and scare my wife I'm going to have a heart attack, I'd be eating it every single day. But it's delicious. And they're not even, I swear to God, they're not paying me to say this right now. I swear to God. They're getting free promos over here. Jeez.
Well, nobody's paying me to say that they look fantastic. That's for
if they want to pay me, guys, wrestlethon at gmail.com.
Oh, yeah. They want to pay me, too. Definitely take that. I like how it's gaming jerky, so they have the jerky positioned with video game controllers kind of like in the background. That's awesome. It's a good touch.
Yeah.
It's a good touch.
And we're like I said, every one of our sponsors, we're totally thankful to have them on board. They provided us with so many things to give away. One of the things I'm stoked to give away this year is we have a Jake the Snake autographed 8x10 that he gave to me personally at WrestleCon this year. He thinks what we're doing is a pretty awesome thing, and he gave us a 8x10 of him having the snake bite Macho Man.
Wow.
Signed, says Jake the Snake, and whoever gets that's going to be a really lucky person, because I there's a part of me that just wants to say, hey, that's not for sale this year.
Yeah, definitely. Just take a picture of it, man. Memory lasts forever.
Yep. Memories.
I'm over here now. What a Maneuver, checking out your page.
Yep.
With them. Got some t-shirts over there.
Yep.
The WrestleThon 3 t-shirt.
We will be wearing them during WrestleThon. Some of us will be, at least. We'll have both versions, the WrestleThon 3 with the full writing and the WrestleThon or WT3 exclamation point. But yeah, like I said, every shirt that gets sold, a portion of it goes back to Child's Play, which is amazing. And we're glad to be working with What a Maneuver. They've got us in touch with some other great people like Kick Out at 2 and H&L Memorabilia. They're doing something awesome for us. They got a Kick Out at 2 banner. They're getting signed by a whole bunch of people like Jeff Jarrett, Scott Hall, Rockstar Spud. We're gonna put that as part of one of the major raffles during the event. So yeah, we have, like I said, we have a bunch of awesome people that want to help us do amazing things for these kids this year. And we're so glad to have you guys a part. I'm so humbled by it too. Like it blows my mind that like I'm even here talking with you about this right now. Like it really does. Like everyone's like, oh no, you're used to doing this stuff. You're out there putting your face in front of everything and talking to everyone possible and talking way too much and way too loudly. But, like it still blows my mind that you'd be willing to have me on your podcast, or I was able to talk to Jake the Snake about this awesome thing that I'm doing, or that Xavier Woods has heard about us, and like things like all kinds of things over like that. Like it just blows my mind that people are like open to opening their arms and opening their doors and talking to me about helping these kids and doing what we can to raise more and making this not about me or my partner Drew or our friend that looks like Seth Rogen that plays video games with us. It's about these kids, and it really is. And I say that all the time, and I go nuts about it. And I cut these long just rambling promos like I'm doing at this exact moment about these kids, but it means so much to me to help them, and it makes me so freaking like warm on the inside to know that you guys would be willing to reach out and talk to us and let me say how, you know, how crazy this is for me. So thank you, Sam.
No problem, man. Thank you. You want to get some wrestling headlines and talk about what's going on in the world?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you were gracious enough to let me ramble about wrestling or about WrestleThon 3 for about 45 minutes. I gladly talk about some headlines.
Yeah, no, I definitely – WrestleThon 3, man, like – I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be really cool. You know, I've known you on Twitter for a little while now, but, you know, to be a part of this and to help you out is an honor. It really is.
Thank you, Sam.
Okay, so the first one is kind of a sad one here. Let's get the sad one out of the way. This is probably, you know, you're probably the same age as me, so this will probably be, you know, something that you remember this guy, I'm sure. ECW wrestler Boss Mahoney passes away at age 44. Nobody knows what happened. Johnny Candido, the brother of Chris Candido, broke the news to the world on the internet, saying there was a lot of police and ambulances around his house at the time, and he passed away.
Yeah, it's very sad. I had the opportunity to go to a ECW show in Pittsburgh when I was way too young to be going to an ECW show, and I got to see him perform in a match once, and it was definitely interesting. But yeah, Balls, he had a bunch of things, in the fire at the time, back in the ECW days. And I know he made it to WWE for, very short stint. But it's always sad to see these guys go, especially at 44. That's incredibly too young.
Yeah, these guys, Axel Rotten just passed away not too long ago. Balls Mahoney died, Hack Myers. And it's sad to see these ECW guys passing away so young. It's just they took so many chair shots to the head and they partied in a couple years more than some people partied in a lifetime. And they just lived really fast at the time. And, as much as we loved ECW, it really did take its toll on these guys.
Oh, absolutely. And just go back and watch it. You had guys getting put through tables lined with barbed wire on fire. As much as they try to take safety precautions in doing this stuff, you can't fake going through a table that has barbed wire on it that's on fire. You just can't. And that's not safe for you. And these guys put their bodies on the line to entertain us every single day. And you think sometimes that maybe they don't know that we actually appreciate it, even if we're booing them, or even if we they're not our favorite wrestler, we didn't buy their shirt, but we absolutely appreciate even the smallest jobber to the biggest headliner. It's just sad to see these guys go, man. I want to go wrap Mikey Whipwreck in bubble wrap right now, and make sure Mick Foley doesn't actually think he's Santa Claus, because I don't want him to go yet. It's rough, dude.
Yeah, Mick Foley's doing really well. He lost the weight. He came out at WrestleMania, and he's doing for what he did in the ring for all those years. He's doing surprisingly well.
He really is, and he's working all that stuff for the Rain Foundation, and he's got his children's books, and he's doing great things. Chair shots to the head in 10, 15 more years might mean that he legitimately thinks he's Santa Claus. And
legitimately thinks he's Santa Claus, just let him think that. Who cares?
I mean, it could be worse things. I mean, Santa's not necessarily the worst thing in the world. So.
Yeah, at least he doesn't think he's a bank robber,
Yep. I genuinely like Mick Foley, and I wish him the best of health, and I'm really happy that he's doing well right now. So
I saw him last year live during WrestleMania weekend. It was a good time.
Nice. Yeah, yeah. I hear his one-man shows are amazing.
Have you seen the network special of his show?
Yeah.
Do you have the network?
Yes, I'm network subscriber. I have not canceled because Roman Reigns won the title.
Are you sure?
Yes, okay. I'm 100% sure.
So basically, that's the same performance as what I saw when I saw him live.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but it was really cool because, I was 10 feet away from the guy.
Yeah.
He had it was interesting. He brought up out of the crowd Kevin Sullivan, Shane Douglas, and Roddy Piper.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. It was really cool. So all four of them did a Q&A.
That's awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm jealous.
NXT announces 10 new recruits. I don't know a lot of these people. The only wrestlers we have on this list are 8-year indie wrestler Nikki Storm, along with the Mighty Don't Kneel, Shane Haste, Mikey Nichols out of, I think, Pro Wrestling Noah. And the rest of these guys are we have a former NFL player, we have a CrossFit competitor, we have a Greco-Roman wrestler, a bodybuilder, bikini model, American wrestler, All-American wrestler, a Phoenix Suns dancer, Arizona Cardinals cheerleader. And so with all the wrestlers that they've picked up recently, they brought in the Bullet Club guys, they brought in AJ Styles, they brought in Nakamura, they brought in Kevin Steen, they brought in El Generico, all these guys. They're bringing in a lot of non-wrestlers now, just, I guess, to see what sticks. And I don't think a lot of these guys will make it on TV, but, it's good to sign a lot of guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
and by guys, I mean guys and girls.
Yeah, that's fair. It's always great to see. Who knows? They could take one of these guys, even if they aren't an indie guy, they could take one of these guys and he could become the next Rock. Who knows?
That's the way they used to do it. The Road Warriors were bodybuilders and then bouncers, and they got discovered as wrestlers,
Yep.
And they became one of the biggest things in the world.
Absolutely. I mean, you don't have to go through the traditional ways to become a star. For Pete's sake, The Miz was on The Real World. It wasn't he was training to be a pro wrestler when he was on The Real World. It ended up being a thing that he loved, and he put his time and effort into it. And if you have the charisma, you have the personality, it's something you could totally knock out of the park. And as long as you can figure out the way to get people to love you or hate you the way he has, like, it's the world's your oyster, man. Just have fun with it. And if these guys put the effort into it, I know that it'll pay off in the long run. I mean, you're seeing people that you would never think would make the main roster as part of the main roster, and they're, you know, they're killing it. Like, 5 years ago, if you would have told me that El Generico was going to be in the WWE, I would have laughed at you. Now I'm looking at...
I know, let alone going against AJ Styles.
Yeah, exactly. Now I'm watching Sami Zayn, and, like, legitimately one of my top five in WWE right now. So it's like... I mean, I watched him back in the Ring of Honor days when he was fighting Steen, and I thought, this was great. Like, this is amazing. No way in hell these guys will ever be on WWE.
I'm never going to see Kevin Steen or El Generico on Monday Night Raw, ever.
Yep.
Yeah.
And now we're looking for you.
I just sit there
in my
and
life
I just watch.
Thought.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Never in my life did I think Nakamura was going to be in WWE, and I'm the happiest person in the freaking world that happened.
Yeah, I mean, same thing about AJ Styles. Sometimes I just sit there and I'm just like, wow, I can't believe Kevin Steen is in the WWE. Yeah. You know?
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Kevin Owens is great, dude. Like, that picture of him that they put out on Thursday with the old titles, oh, man.
Oh, yeah. They put a lot of those pictures
back.
Out.
Bring those back, please.
Those are my favorite belts. You know, the Winged Eagle one, the old school tag titles. Those are my favorite belts.
Absolutely.
That was really adorable, though, him and his son with the tag title.
I saw that. That was pretty great.
Yeah, good for him. Yep. He's really doing good. I'm proud of that guy.
Yep.
Lucha Underground star Ricochet, a.k.a. Prince Puma, tweeted out, I will not be part of the Global Cruiserweight Tournament. Now, a lot of people were speculating that he was going to be part of it. I, for one, knew he wasn't going to. He's under contract. He's with Lucha Underground. He has a contract. There's no way he's going to be part of this. But nonetheless, he confirms it on Twitter.
Yeah, but I mean, you look at the writings on the wall with him too. That doesn't mean that he's not going to be signed by the WWE.
I hear they want him.
Yeah, well, I mean, he sent out the notice that he's not going to take bookings after, I think it was July 1st or May, June 1st. It was one of the two, but he's not taking bookings after either of those dates. His contract's up with Lucha Underground at the end of season two, because they're on season two right now, right? Or season three?
Yes. Yeah, they're taping season three, but season two is airing on TV.
Yeah, that's right. He's through season three, so his contract is up there, and the WWE has expressed interest before in him. So, I mean, if you look at the writing on the wall, it looks like this is the move he's making towards the towards NXT or the main roster. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know. There are people getting signed that I thought would go straight to the main roster that are going to NXT, and then there's people that are signed, and I'm like, oh yeah, he'll totally go to he'll go to NXT for a while, and then they come to the main roster. So I don't know what they're going to do with that, but the writing's on the wall there that there's a good chance that he could easily go somewhere in the WWE in the next couple months, and I bet you they'd be great. They'd be glad to have him because Ricochet's freaking great.
Yeah, and so apparently what his reasoning was is not because he's under contract. His reasoning is he'll be in Japan winning the best of the Super Junior weights.
That'll be great.
Again. Yeah. What else do I have here? So Dave Bautista was originally offered a role in the Legends segment of WrestleMania 32. He said no. He turned it down. He's doing better things right now than WWE stuff. And I'm sure he still has a little bit of bad taste in his mouth. You know, he's probably still a little bit bitter about his run that he had. But I feel like Batista wouldn't have fit into this role. So apparently what happened was Batista said no, so they got Mick Foley instead. And to me, Mick Foley fits in a lot better because you're looking at three Attitude Era stars here, and Batista kind of would have stuck out as a different generation star.
Yeah, and I mean, look, I don't think Dave Batista got the run he should have during the last one. But I think that they immediately used him wrong from the minute he got back, considering they were in the crossfire of Daniel Bryan. It's not Dave Batista's fault. He was doing
definitely not.
He was doing what they were telling him to do. Dave Batista's Dave Batista is a good wrestler. I really enjoy Dave Batista's work in the WWE. But when you're coming in with the most white hot over babyface in the history of the past 5 to 10 years in Daniel Bryan, you can't just, it was like putting a roadblock in front of that, and it's going to get run over.
Not just that, he was scripted to come out and hug Triple H and Stephanie. And we as fans are programmed to hate them and hate people who they're associated with. So they're bringing him in as a babyface, and the first thing he does is hug Triple H.
Yeah.
And that was doomed from the start.
So I was laughing at WrestleMania. I'm sorry, I don't want to go off tangent here, but I was at WrestleMania, and when Stephanie comes out and starts calling everybody peons or
sheep
and all this stuff, I'm sitting there going like, Steph, you realize we're rooting for Triple H, right? Like, the large majority of us here in this gigantic football stadium are going to be cheering your husband louder than anyone has been cheered in this football stadium before. Like, it's, you need to stop calling us sheep because we're for you.
Because we're going against what you want.
Exactly. So.
But that was her trying to get heat on Triple H, I think.
It didn't work.
You know.
Like, it's just not going to work.
No, it's not going to work. You know, I heard the boos for Roman were kind of muted, or not muted, but kind of muffled for the TV broadcast. Did you watch it live, and did you see a difference in the sound?
Yeah, I was there live. I was.
Did you watch the network?
I have not rewatched it yet. I'm still basking in the experience that it was live to me. Like, so. I need to watch it. I need to go back and watch it. It's funny though, because I've watched TakeOver like 3-4 times now.
Did you go to that too?
No, I did not. I kick myself every day, but I was,
an amazing show.
I was trying to actually wheel and deal a little bit for WrestleThon during it, so it ended up being worth it, so. But.
That's cool though.
Yeah, totally. The boos though, they were loud, and it was really apparent that everybody, a large majority of people there didn't want him to win, but I was expecting it to be a lot louder and a lot more 100% just pure hatred for the man. I was expecting more of what happened at the Raw after WrestleMania than I was what happened at WrestleMania. But it was still loud, and like videos of him up on the screen were getting large, loud boos. But from everything I'm hearing from people that were there and people that are from those people that watched it on DVD or on the network as well, it is completely muted. Like it's so much less than what they heard whenever they were there. And this is hearing from people that were like a lot closer to the ring than I was. So
wow,
take that with crazy. What you will.
Those damn sheep.
Yeah.
So I want to end things here by talking about we mentioned it earlier, the Cruiserweight, the Global Cruiserweight Series that they're doing. I'm really excited about this. They've announced a bunch of big names, Zack Sabre Jr., Kota Ibushi, and I feel like, this guy Manny Andrade, the former La Sombra from CMLL, I feel like he's going to be in there too. In fact, I think he's probably going to win because he's under contract already. But, like, this thing is going to be like something we've never seen before. They announced 4 qualifying matches, and I just want to kind of go over those real quick. It's cool because a lot of these guys I have never even heard of. 2 of these matches are going to take place at, where is this, Progress Wrestling in Great Britain, and they're going to be Jack Gallagher versus Pete Dunne, 2 guys who I've never heard of. I don't know who they are. I don't know anything about them, but... I'm sure if these guys are handpicked, it's going to be a good match. And the other match is Flash Morgan Webster, who I've also never heard of, versus Zack Sabre Jr., who's been coming to the U.S. to make a name for himself. He's the current PWG world champion and Evolve wrestler. And this guy, he's on a hot streak right now. So I see him doing good things in this tournament.
Yeah, this is one of the names I've heard of before going into this tournament. Him and Kota were the 2 main ones that I've heard of. The matches I've seen with Sabre were amazing. The kid has a lot of talent, a lot of potential, and it would be really cool to see him, you know, make a name for himself during this tournament. I don't mean make a name for himself. The kid's already made a name for himself, but like more of a name on the mainstream that is WWE. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Coda,
I'm sure they're scouting too.
Bushi, in my mind already is. Yeah, what was that? I'm sorry.
I'm sure they're scouting too as they're going. Like
absolutely.
These guys right here, these guys are in the tournament. I'm sure they're gonna like a couple of them are gonna get signed.
Yeah, absolutely. They would be stupid not to do that. With the talent that they've already amassed for this thing, I bet you there's like some of these people that we've never heard of are going to blow our minds in a way that we've never like holy crap, I haven't seen someone do that since like Ray when he was in WCW or ECW. Like what is this? Like what am I looking at now? And then like in 5 to 10 years we have our next like high flyers or guys that we wouldn't necessarily expect to be in major title contention, and they're just sitting there being like, hey, I'm the best thing going right now. Deal with me. So,
yep. Two more matches announced.
Being in that. Go ahead. Sorry, man.
No. Go ahead. Talk about Kota Ibushi for a second.
Oh, Kota Ibushi is amazing. I don't know if you saw him at a battle or a kaiju big battle, but he wrestled a stuffed wrestling doll. And it was probably – people were saying it was match of the weekend, even with Sami Zayn and Shinsuke Nakamura there. So I'm like, hey, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm not going to argue. I didn't see it. But I know he's amazing. I know he's right now – the way he's freelancing is he's having a hell of a time wrestling. He just shows up and wrestles, and people leave going, holy crap, Kota Ibushi's amazing. So, yeah, like I don't know. I'm crazy excited to see what happens in this tournament. I don't think it can happen soon enough because I'm really excited about it, and I hope we see some guys that just blow our minds that we haven't even heard of before. Because the best thing that can happen for any of this is that we see these guys that become superstars that they aren't even on our radars right now. Because trust me, the thing the WWE needs right now is healthy people to wrestle. And if we can get a whole bunch of those available and in the wings and waiting, it's not going to be the same 8 guys for the next 10 years. And I'm excited about that.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. We're not going to have John Cena versus Randy Orton for 10 years in a row. Another 2 matches announced for qualifiers are Drew Gulak versus Tracy Williams. This is for Evolve, by the way. Drew Gulak versus Tracy Williams. And another guy who I never heard of, Fred Yeehy, I'm not sure who that is, versus TJ Perkins, who I am familiar with and I absolutely despise the guy. I was actually talking to my girlfriend today, and I saw TJ Perkins' name, and I was like, oh, no, I hate TJ Perkins. And she's like, why? And I was like, because in 2005, he called me a fat ass. And she's like, well, was he being a heel? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, well, then he was doing his job. You hate him. And I was like, I know, but I was just so happy when he got fired from TNA. And she's like, because he called you a fat ass? And I'm like, well, I've been called a fat ass in kindergarten. Like, there's no creativity in that. And she said, so are you more offended by the fact that he called you a fat ass or by this lack of creativity here? And lack of creativity, of course. But yeah, so that's my rant about TJ Perkins. No, it's fine. I hate him. I hate him. I do.
Yeah.
I was booing him. I was in the front row right in the corner, and he was on the middle turnbuckle, and I was booing him like really loud. And he points at me and goes, shut up, fat ass. I was like, fuck you, man. TJ Perkins.
That's a wonderful story. I'm really
TJ Perkins is in
this
thing
right now.
What's that?
That I'm really glad you told me that story now. That's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
So I'm hoping TJ Perkins doesn't win this tournament, by the way.
You realize now that you say that out loud, he's totally going to win this tournament, right?
I hope Triple H isn't listening. Triple H, if you're listening, don't get this guy. Don't make this guy win.
Triple H, if you're listening, WrestleThon.com. We could use all the help you guys have. We'd appreciate that. I know people would like it if you sent Dean Ambrose to Spring, Texas. Just message us wrestlethon@gmail.com. I'll give you the address.
To your living
room. That'd be really cool. Thank you.
To your living room, right?
Yeah. If you want to send the New Day too, I bet you a lot of people would like that as well.
Hey, if Dean Ambrose came through, I would hope he brings his hot dog cart.
That'd be great. I could go for a hot dog. I mean, we're going to be hungry, so.
Just don't let TJ Perkins see you eating it. Anyways, that's pretty much it I got. So at WrestleThon on Twitter.
Yep. I mean, I'm not going to lie, WrestleCon was fun. If you guys want to go check out WrestleCon on Twitter, I bet you they'd appreciate it as well. But in the next couple of days, you can actually check out WrestleThon.com or at WrestleThon on Twitter. We always have updates on what's going on with our event or anything new that would be posting up. We're going to be announcing all of our official sponsors this week, the ones I've mentioned throughout the podcast. But they will be officially announced, and leading up to the event, we will be mentioning what our giveaways will be and our raffles and our and things of that nature. They'll be posted on the website. You can check them out on WrestleThon.com. We're going to have some amazing packages. We got a Shinsuke Nakamura autograph that's available, the Jake the Snake one's available. We got an Asuka autograph that's going to be part of a package. We've got a bunch of video or WWE 2K16s to give away, a bunch of autograph pictures. We actually have a Dean Ambrose autograph to give away, a Bret Hart autograph to give away. So, Sam, I know you're going to be donating.
I'll be definitely hanging out with you guys and see what I can do for you.
Appreciate that. But we got a whole bunch of things to give away. We're really excited about it. Some DVDs, shirts, things like that.
I might pick up a WrestleThon shirt, though. Those are kind of neat.
Yeah.
Because it looks like a video game logo.
Yeah, that's kind of what we were going for. WrestleThon 1 and 2 were actually the WrestleMania 1 and 2 logos, just redone to be WrestleThon. And it ended up being really – it looks really cool. Like, I can send them to you here a little bit later. But we decided since, hey, we're going to try to take this a little bit more seriously and get a little bit bigger – I'd really rather not the WWE sue me for using WrestleMania 3's through WrestleMania 12's logos if we get that far down the line.
Yeah, because if you're small enough, then they're not going to notice you. But then the whole idea is to get bigger and hopefully get noticed by them one day, and not in a negative way.
Exactly. So I'd really rather not deal with them sending a cease and desist, but I'd really rather them send us a, hey, how can we help? So...
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. That'd be cool, though, if, WrestleCon 4 or 5 or 6 or whatever it is WWE sponsored or something. That'd be really awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're through the roof that WWE Games is helping us out with this, and we know that, like, that's our target demographic, people that play wrestling video games.
Yeah, them and Botchamania, too, your target audience.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. Absolutely. That's
guys,
a really
out
good gift for you guys.
303 WrestleThon's all over that place. We have an awesome commercial that runs at the beginning of Botchamania 303, created by
just botch the name Botchamania.
I know, right? Like, he should put me on Botchamania, like, just so I can do that, right?
Yeah.
But we have the commercial ran before Botchamania 303. You can find it on YouTube, Daily Motion, Vimeo. But the commercial is created by an amazing artist and animator, Wrestling Arcade. You can check him out on Twitter as well, at Wrestling Arcade. But what he does is take famous moments from wrestling's past and turn them into 8-bit animations to make them look like video games. And the scene that he chose for us is Stone Cold chasing Booker T through a grocery store to punch him in the head with milk. The commercial.
A good moment in WWE history.
Absolutely. It's pinnacle moment. If he doesn't do that, then he doesn't get retribution for losing the title thanks to Booker T during the invasion angle. So, but the title of the commercial is Price Check on a Jackass. You can check it out on our YouTube page, youtube.com/WrestleThon. We're all over social media. You can't stop us. You can't even hope to contain us. We're like a virus. We're going everywhere, guys. Everywhere. But youtube.com/WrestleThon. If you're wondering how it's spelled, it should be in the description of the podcast, but it's also going to be a WrestleThon. So that if you're, it's not WrestleThong. It's not WrestleCon, as we made the mistake before, but a WrestleThon, as in wrestling and marathon mashed together as forcefully as possible.
But if you were called WrestleThong, you could probably get Lita to sponsor you.
Possibly. Or, you know, we could just keep going with WrestleThon, make enough jokes, and then in the next couple years sell WrestleThongs, And there you go, marketing sells
there
itself.
You go.
So
yeah, yeah, definitely. Cool, Jake. Well, thank you very much, man. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Absolutely, Sam. Thank you so much for having us on, guys. Last time here, April 22nd through the 24th, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 6 p.m. Eastern. That's 3 p.m. Pacific. I think I'm right there. But 48 hours straight, retro and new wrestling video games, all for a great cause. We're going to be playing these games for 48 hours straight to raise money for Child's Play Charity. We are WrestleThon. You can check us out at WrestleThon.com. This is WrestleThon 3, Twitch.tv/WrestleThon, Twitter.com/WrestleThon, or at WrestleThon on Twitter. And Sam, thank you so much for having us a part of this. We're big pro wrestling nation fans. We're glad to be a part of this. We're glad to be here. Make terrible wrestling jokes with you. Talk about our charity event for a little bit. And I'm glad to have you on board with us. I'm glad to have a new friend. So thank you so much for having us here.
No, you're very welcome, man. Thank you for coming on, and I appreciate the extended conversation.
Absolutely, and sorry if I talked for way too long.
Hey, that's what podcasts are for, bro. That's what podcasts are for. They're for talking.
Absolutely.
Cool, man. Thank you very much, Jake. You have a good day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Take care.
Shout out and big thank you to Jake from WrestleThon for coming on, talking my favorite subject, wrestling video games. I love them, you guys. I love wrestling video games. And a couple days ago on Facebook, somebody posted a picture of the ad for WWF WrestleMania Steel Cage Challenge for NES, and just brought back all these feelings and all these emotions, because I told the story with Jake how I woke up and the game was just sitting there, and that was one of the most amazing things that my parents ever did for me, you know. They didn't wrap it. They didn't hide it. They just put it right on top of my Nintendo. And I woke up. And the first thing I got to do is look at the Nintendo, right? I got to walk over there, start playing some games. And I remember waking up Christmas Day. I was like 7, 8 years old. And I walk over and I just right on my Nintendo. WrestleThon. I almost said WrestleThon. WrestleMania Steel Cage Challenge. And it was one of the best things that ever happened to me, you guys. And it was really awesome. Really, really, really awesome. Speaking of awesome games, I have a modded version of No Mercy that I downloaded, which has all the current wrestlers. It's really cool. It's a modded version of No Mercy. You can find it on YouTube. Just go check out No Mercy 2K16, and it'll give you directions how to download it and whatnot. But it's really fun. It's really fun, you guys. I know that that kind of game can't be part of WrestleThon because they don't do the PC games, but that's my personal game. And I love playing as AJ Styles, as Shinsuke Nakamura, as the Bret Harts in the game, Shawn Michaels, CM Punk, Stone Cold Steve Austin, along with like Finn Balor and Kevin Owens and Triple H and Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun, you guys. Plus, I didn't talk to Jacob about this. Actually, I probably should have, but he doesn't have a lot of time for games in his busy life. So WrestleThon kind of gives him the chance to play these games. But I'm excited because April 26th, not much time after WrestleThon, TEW 2016 comes out. And if you guys hadn't noticed, I'm very, very excited about TEW 2016. I'm a huge fan of the series. I've been following it since EWR days. If you're not familiar, it's a text-based wrestling promotion simulator. The game comes fully stocked with fake wrestlers, fake promotions. All this stuff is original content for the game. But the way they work it is people can make databases. And then you download the database and you put the database in the game. And then you got the entire real world rosters. You got WWE, you got TNA, you got all these companies. And it's really, really cool. It's a really fun game. The demo drops on April 26th. You know, I told Adam Ryland I'd get these plugs in for him. I was trying to get Adam Ryland on the show, but he doesn't do podcasts. He doesn't do interviews. So we did exchange a few emails. He's a nice guy. We talked a little bit about the game, and I asked him, what can I do to help? And he's like, you got a podcast, you know? So there we go. April 26th, the game drops as a demo. You can get it at greatdogsoftware.com. And then May 2nd, the official game drops. You can buy it for $35. The demo will be cool, though, because you can play up to 2 months on the demo, and then after 2 months, the game stops or quits or whatever. I haven't gotten that far in the demo, but I'm definitely going to download the demo, get about a month and a half in, and then on May 2nd, I will get the full version of the game. I look forward to TEW every couple of years, and I'm really excited about that. And also, if you're interested in Let's Plays, TEW is kind of a slow game, so if you're not interested, I understand. But I have been doing some Let's Plays TEW 2013 with Michael Klinko from WrestlingExpress.net. Michael Klinko is a nice guy. He's a cool guy. We talked a few times. WrestlingExpress.net. Go check that out. We do some. I don't know. He records it and then he puts it up on Skype and not Skype. We record it on Skype and then he puts it up on YouTube and we talk. We basically we're booking WWE 2004. It's a good time. We're in the very beginning processes. We've just done some signings. And we haven't booked any shows yet. We're getting ready. We signed a bunch of people. We had a roadblock because we had a working agreement with Ring of Honor, and so we weren't able to sign the Samoa Joes and the CM Punks and the Daniel Bryans. And so basically, we're gonna end our friendship with Ring of Honor just so we can take their talent. 2004. It's gonna be really fun, you guys. WWE 2004. That's on YouTube. Go check it out. Whenever Michael Klinko emails me the link, I always retweet it. Him and I are sitting down, and we are booking some WWE action. And I do look forward to the new TEW game, as well as the old one. They're all awesome, so check them all out at greatdogsoftware.com. But that's not why we're here. We're here to celebrate WrestleThon. So check out WrestleThon, WrestleThon.com, at WrestleThon on Twitter, and yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take off for now. I hope you enjoyed the conversation that I had with Jake. He's a fun guy. I had to plan on having him back again soon and talking more wrestling with me. So, yeah, that's it, I guess, you guys. Stay tuned. I'll talk to you guys next week. And until then, take care of yourselves. Peace out.